Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. This is our investigation of Professor Todd Green's speech. And let me remind you that Professor Green is a liberal professor from Luther College. And this is concerning his teaching on the topic of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. Today, we will be covering two very important facts. First, the struggle of Obama's campaign in 2008 was having Muslims in his rallies. These are Muslim ladies who were wearing hijabs. Second, the controversy of the building of Ground Zero Mosque, that is the Muslim Victory Mosque in downtown Manhattan. And without further ado, here he is, Professor Todd Green.
Obama, for his part, the Obama campaign at least in 2008, had some of its own issues here and there, the most significant of which is a Detroit rally in 2008, where Obama was scheduled to speak, and so his campaign handlers, and we know about these folks here in Iowa, right, whose job it is to sort of stage behind the podium where the speaker is going to be, who's going to be there. And oftentimes these are handpicked people. It's not just random people who show up behind the stage, because these are usually on TV. So we know how that works in Iowa. Usually it's some kind of racial or religious diversity or other kinds of diversity in some of these cases. And that's certainly what was happening in Detroit, except in that crowd behind the stage, before Obama came on stage, were two Muslim women wearing a hijab. And some of Obama's campaign handlers removed them from behind the stage because they thought the optics may not be great for Obama, particularly after that narrative of Obama being a Muslim, and they didn't want to reinforce that, right? So this became newsworthy, and a lot of media outlets picked up on this, and Obama had to apologize personally, and actually quite profusely, for this really bad decision. But again, it's another example of the Democratic Party, some signs of internalizing Islamophobia, right? Maybe not being quite as overt, but still even that impulse to say, oh, that's bad optics to have two Muslim women behind Obama itself says something about a party that's struggling to try to figure out how to respond to Islamophobia at times.
Now, my friends, you may have heard it by your own ears from Professor Todd Green about the struggle of Obama's campaign in 2008 with the Islamophobia. Once again, let me restate what Professor Todd Green has shared with us. He's talking about one of Obama's campaign speeches in Detroit, Michigan. And we all know that there are thousands of Muslims in Detroit. Obama's supposed to be this Christian president who's running for the presidency office in 2008. Now, when he does this speech, as you have heard by yourself, the people who's in charge of the speech setting, they will pick up different people of different color, of different faith, of different beliefs, and they set them behind Mr. Obama on the stage. At this time, we, the conservative, were making a big deal about Obama being the first Arab Muslim president in America. Well, there were two ladies sitting behind Obama's podium as he was about to give his speech. And these two Muslim ladies were wearing the hijab. So Obama's people asked them to be removed. We already saw them in the video. Then suddenly they were asked to be removed. And that is not politically correct. Now we ask the question, why do you think they did that? Oh, because as Professor Todd Green said, they don't want to make a big deal about now we prove to the world Obama is a Muslim. He have Muslim ladies in the hijab sitting behind him to cheer him on during his speech. But wait a minute. If Obama is a Christian, why would this bother his people? You see, if you have a bruise on your head or a swelling, this is Egyptian expression, I don't know if you can understand it or not, naturally, you will be putting your hand on your head to touch the bruise or the swelling on your head. Because you know there's a problem there. But if you never have a problem on your head, why do you touch your head? In simple words, Obama's people know for sure that these two Muslim ladies in the hijabs is a problem, because now we know the narrative that Obama is a Muslim. And now we got the Muslim people clapping hands and cheering him. But don't worry, Professor Todd Green assured his audience that Mr. Obama himself apologized to these two Muslim ladies and to the Muslim community. You know what's so amazing? Look at how Islam is evolving in America. Today, you will not see anything on TV except you see some Muslim influence there. Even the commercial about We Are One. Have you ever watched that TV commercial, We Are One? And they show you the people of the world hugging and kissing, singing We Are One. And surprise, surprise, with that group of people over the world, a Muslim lady wearing a blue hijab, and she have a nice close picture because we are one. Yes, indeed. Having Muslims with us in this world make us one. No, even if you have commercial about we are one, Muslims do not believe in that we are one. And if you are denying the reality of the evil of Islam by pretending that it's okay to have Muslims with us in this world, that itself is a joke, because Muslims do not believe in the oneness of the people of the earth, but they believe they are superior and they must take over and Sharia must be the law of the land, like it or not. Just give the Muslims enough time, as I have said so many times, to have the upper hand, and they will teach the American people about the true nature of Islam. And believe it or not, now with all the Democrats running for presidency for 2020, you will see Muslim ladies in hijabs. You will see Muslim men in beards. And these are not just any Muslims. These are the Muslim Brotherhood. As a matter of fact, as we're going to see in our study, that there are plenty of Muslim Brotherhood of CARE who are running for Congress in the 2020 election. This is a reality. Muslims used to sit in the back to clap hands, and the Democrats will remove them. Now, no. Islam has evolved. Muslims have a better voice. They have a stronger hand, so they can be anything, not only to cheer the speakers, but to be the speakers themselves, to be the leaders of this land. And nobody will ever remove them again. Not Obama's people, not Hillary's people, not any other future Democrats who will run for office. They will actually beg them to represent the liberal party, the Democrats, and to sit behind them to clap hands, to cheer whoever is going to be running for office in 2020, 2022, 2024, as I said before, until there will not be any more election in America, because that's when Sharia will be practiced all over this land. And in Sharia, there is no election. It's Muslims controlling America and Muslims controlling the world. That is the future of America and planet Earth. But the point of this segment is this. Some Democrats, those who were in charge of Obama's campaign, removed these two Muslim ladies in hijabs because they're trying to hide the fact that Obama is a Muslim. If Obama is a Christian, and they know it for sure, there will not be even a thought about removing any Muslim. But they will add few Muslims, not just two ladies. They'll put 5 more, 10 more. Why not? As we see them today in every campaign of liberals all over this land.
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet, Muhammad. The new faith, the religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that, "My people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge." To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at vicky@thestraightway.org. That's Vicky spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
Well, let's continue a little bit more with the speech of Professor Todd Green, who stated,
"It is really the 2012 election where we see one of the first big changes in the instrumentalization of Islamophobia. And a lot of this actually has to do with what happened in between 2008 and 2012. And that's the year 2010 happened. But something in 2010 happened as well that I think, in my opinion, changed the strategy, particularly the Republican Party, but also caused some difficulties for the Democratic Party. And that was the prolonged conflict and controversy over the proposed Islamic Center in Lower Manhattan in the summer of 2010. And some of you might remember the news for about 4 months on cable news and print media was story after story about the controversy over whether Muslims should be allowed to build an Islamic center some blocks away from where the World Trade Center once stood. It was a controversy ultimately manufactured by a budding industry that we now call today, in my work and scholarship, the Islamophobia industry, a very well-funded anti-Muslim hate network, in this case led by Pamela Geller and Robert Spencer, who manufactured this crisis, but they did it quite effectively. And what we have for about several months, 3 or 4 months, is a lot of politicians, including Republican candidates or those would-be candidates, who want to come out in public and make a statement and position themselves in relation to this controversy. A lot of them, most of them, came out in opposition to whether this idea that Muslims should be allowed to build, or should build at least, an Islamic center in Lower Manhattan. And they were very much in touch with public opinion. Public opinion polls around July and August of 2010 suggested that the majority of Americans, about 57% of Americans, were opposed to the idea of Muslims building an Islamic center in Lower Manhattan. So there was a lot of political posturing on both sides.
So now Professor Todd Green is opening a bag of worms, which is building of the Islamic Center in Ground Zero. This is the Ground Zero Mosque controversy, which was led by Pamela Geller and Robert Spencer. And by the way, I was there myself. If you go online right now, you will see a picture of me holding my English translation of the Quran in my hand. And so Pamela Geller and Robert Spencer as well. As we were walking in Ground Zero, this was the first time I was involved with Robert Spencer and Pamela Geller. Sadly, I don't think at this time neither Robert Spencer or Pamela Geller have enough knowledge about Islam, because they have not used the Quran to end the problem of building mosques in America. And that's a problem. You can do the best you can, but if you don't have the knowledge how to stop the disease of Islam from growing in America, your effort is worth nothing. I mean, I see many people send me emails and call me and, Brother Usama, help us out here. We are having a problem in our city. What? The Muslims are trying to build a mosque. How can we stop it? And I told each and every one of those who asked that question, the answer is in the book. What book? The Quran. As a matter of fact, if you do not know the Quran, you will never be able to stop the building of any mosque in America. The only way we can end the spread of Islam in America and the building of mosques all over this country is to learn about what Muslims believe. The only way you can get rid of any disease is to learn about the disease and use any and every medicine available to get rid of the disease. So the disease is Islam. It's not the building. It's not the Islamic Center. And sadly, in these days, if you speak against the building of a mosque in America, you already have the label of anti-Muslim, Islamophobic, hate minister, hate monger, racist, and on with the many multiple names the liberals and the Muslims would love to apply to you and to your ministry. This is the reality. Now, Professor Todd Green will not even mention the name of the mosque which Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf was hoping to build in downtown Manhattan. This is the Ground Zero Mosque. First of all, the mosque was already there. I believe it was 3 or 4 story high. But Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf wanted to build it bigger. He was hoping to build it at least 13 stories high at the cost of $100 million. And if you know what is the name which Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf has chosen for the new mosque, you will figure out that this is not just building Islamic Center, but building a victory Islamic mosque. The name which Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf has chosen for that new mosque or Islamic center is Cordova. He wants to call it Cordova's Mosque. And what is Cordova? Oh, you may think it's just a famous name for mosques. As Muslims build mosques all over the Muslim world, they choose Cordova for a name. No, my friends, that's not the story. You see, Cordova was a battle between the Muslim believers and the infidels in Spain. And Allah gave the Muslims victory over the infidels of Spain. So Imam Faisal Abdur-Rauf have the guts after September 11 to build a victory mosque in Ground Zero to celebrate the death of the 3,000 Americans. As Muslims celebrate the death of the thousands and thousands of Spanish people whom they have killed by their hand in 800 years of war. Do you know that in Spain, there were more battles than all the battles which the Muslims engaged in and won in planet Earth? You didn't hear me. In the country of Spain, in the years where Muslims lived in Spain, they launched many battles. They engaged in many wars against the Spanish people. If you add these wars, it will be a larger number than the Muslims' wars and battles which they have fought in planet Earth. And the greatest of all is Cordova's battle. That's where Muslims have won against the infidels of Spain. My friends, this is a great problem we have in America. The growth of Islam in America and the growth of the number of mosques in America. And my friends, let me say it again. You will not be able to stop the building of one mosque in America unless the people of America learn the truth about Islam. I wrote an article, it's called the UU Temple, during the controversy of the Ground Zero Mosque. Because I could not tell the American people about how dangerous Islam is and how it is illegal for Muslims to practice Islam in America, including building mosques in America. So I took the word Islam out of it. And I just said, America, according to our Constitution and the First Amendment, is a free land for people to practice whatever religion they wish to practice. So I wrote, I am going to start a new religion in America. And I'm going to call it the UU religion. That is the letter U and the letter U religion. And you may ask, why did I choose that name? I just thought of it. My name is Usama, and the first letter of my name is the letter U. So why not start my own religion, the UU religion? And I wrote in this article, which I believe is still available online, you can find it, about if I will go to any city in America and request a building permit to build a UU temple. And of course, when you start a new religion in America, as you start any non-profit ministry in America, you have to write a description. What do you believe? What you hope to accomplish? And so on and on. So I said, here is what we, the UU people, believe. We believe that every person in our community must accept the UU religion. Not only accept it to be practiced, but must believe in it. You must be a member in our UU religion, or we have to remove you from our community. Then I said, if you join our new religion, the UU religion, you cannot leave. If you choose in the future to leave our UU belief, we have to kill you. And I went on and on and on to tell about or to describe this new reality of the UU religion. Then I asked in the end of my article, will your city hall give me a building permit so we can build our UU temple in your community? The answer is absolutely no. There is zero chance for any of the UU followers to build a UU temple for the practice of that evil cult. And in the end, I said, and the UU is simply Islam. Read the Quran, America. Can you imagine? I wrote this years ago, and until today, many of the American people do not understand the problem of Islam because they never read the book. The problem is in Allah and in His words in the Quran, and it is in Muhammad and in His command and His teaching, His life, which we read about in the Hadith, which is known to be the Sunnah of Islam. I know the American people are doing everything they can to stop the building of a mosque, but all the excuses which they are trying to use to stop the building of any mosque will never succeed. They will tell, in some cases, well, we will not allow that building of that mosque. Why is that? Because it will bring lots of people in the area, and we do not have enough parking lot. Excuse me, you don't have enough parking lot? What if we buy a huge church, which have a huge parking lot? Will you then allow us to use the same building which used to be a church as a mosque? Or a good other excuse, well, we do not know where the money is coming from. there must be some tie between these Muslims and some jihadi organization or some radical organization. Well, wait a minute. What if I found you a good Muslim man, a rich one, and his beloved wife, a Muslim woman, who just happened to be white Americans with blue and green eyes? And they just decided to come up with $10 million to build their own mosque in their own community. What then you're going to say? A good other reason why we should not allow the building of a mosque, it is because, well, maybe in the future they will have this call of prayer outside the mosque out loud, and that would disturb the people in the community. What if we move to a brand new place where there is no community? And we will make a promise that we will not have this out loud call of prayer outside the mosque. And my friends, you can give all the reasons, which I call baloney reasons or phony reasons, why Muslims should never build a mosque. But until you get to understand Islam, which is the real problem of humanity, until then, we will never have any success to stop a building of one mosque in America. Professor Todd Green is telling us that Muslims have the right to build a mosque. Why? Because it is their First Amendment right. No, Professor Green, sir, you need to be educated about Islam, because in Islam there is no freedom of religion, as we have shared before. And that's not just Islam, that is any other cult. If they will not assure in their belief for freedom of religion, they should never be allowed to enjoy our First Amendment rights. Once again, Islam does not allow freedom of religion for its people to leave, but it will also force others to accept Islam in the near future. That's why it is unconstitutional for Muslims to practice Islam or to build a mosque in America. And to learn about the role of Mr. Obama with the Ground Zero Mosque, and to continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.